You might think of a fort as a place with high, secure walls that could repel an attack. The reality in the West was few forts had such walls because it was very rare there was ever a direct attack. The exception was this place. It's today's American countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit agroliquid.com.
Looking for potassium options to feed your crop? Well, potash is cheap, right? Wait. The slow breakdown and subsequent lack of nutrient availability of dry potash applied in the spring means that's money wasted. Wouldn't you rather spend your money on something that's going to impact this year's crop? Actually feed your plants the nutrition they need? Take a look at SureK by AgroLiquid. Designed as a full-season, planter-time potassium source, SureK can be applied in furrow, strip-till, 2x2, side-dress, broadcast on small grains and forage crops, and as a foliar. Find out more about SureK at agroliquid.com.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
I recently had the chance to look around the ruins of Fort Lancaster with site manager Jefferson Spillman. This once important outpost that guarded the way west to El Paso holds an interesting distinction.
The battle is interesting because this is one of the few, if not the only, U.S. Army forts in the state of Texas that we know of that was ever directly attacked by American Indians.
That battle took place in 1867 when the Kickapoo launched a surprise attack. The U.S. Army soldiers rushed for cover and then began to fire back.
The men were armed with Spencer repeating carbines. They could fire seven times at a time before they had to reload. And then many of these soldiers were Civil War veterans, so they had been in combat. Even though they were horribly outnumbered, there was about 50 of them versus several hundreds of Kickapoo and their allies.
The Kickapoo weren't as interested in killing troops as they were the fort's supply of horses. The attack soon centered around the corral.
The gates had been closed by some of the Kickapoo and their allies, and the soldiers tried desperately to get the gates open. There were a lot of arrows and bullets flying near the corral. The soldiers didn't have enough time to open the gates.
If they could open the gates, the horses would leave, and hopefully so would the Kickapoo. Something else saved the men and the fort.
The horses stampeded, and the company commander, a man named Captain Frohawk, he wrote afterwards that it was good that the stampede occurred, because if it hadn't, it was unlikely our defense of the fort would have been successful.
That stampede perhaps saved this from becoming a site remembered like the Little Bighorn is today. You can still come to this fort and enjoy the grounds and the new visitor center at this state historic site. Traveling the countryside at Fort Lancaster, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.